Praise God. Again, thank God for all of you that are on the line tonight. And we're going to go right into the Word of God. And tonight we're talking from Matthew's, the 26th chapter, between the 40th and 41st verses. And this is a very familiar portion of Scripture, whereas when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had such a heavy load on him, and knowing that he had to be offered up as a sacrifice for the sins of the world, he was facing a heavy cup. And he was praying, and he said to his disciples, I want you to pray with me. Pray and watch with me. And yeah, he went away to pray, and he'd come back, and he'd find them, you know, asleep. And that brings us right in to this portion of the Scripture, Matthew 26:40-41. And then it says, And he cometh unto the disciples, that's Jesus, and he findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm going to read that portion of that again. Jesus said, Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but talk about our flesh is weak. And the topic that we're going to be talking from tonight is very simple, but very direct, very powerful. It's watch and pray. With purpose. Watch and pray with purpose. See, watch and pray that Jesus told Peter. They were two direct commands spoken by Jesus to Peter. He said, watch and pray. See, first, believers, you and I, we ought to be watchful in prayer. Not only just pray, but we ought to watch. Notice he said, watch and pray. See, this carries the idea of standing guard, talking about being watchful. Standing guard night and day. In other words, you take notice of your environment, who you allow in your space. Watch can mean several different things. And in this instance, we're talking that watch your environment. Watch what you allow your eye gates to see, your ear gates to hear, or even watch who you allow and you permit to fill your time and your space. You may say that, oh, well, they're just a friend or whatever. But are you receiving? Are you receiving something that will be that's edifying, that will glorify the Lord? The conversation is not all about God all the time, no, but there ought to be a bond in the spirit, something that agrees with your spirit, something that out of a relationship that you know that God would be proud of. All right, praise God. So that's one type of watching. Take notice of your environment. Pay attention what's around. Pay attention to how much time you spend doing whatever it is and how it impacts your spiritual growth. We know we all have to go to work, but yet, while we're working, you can remain in that prayerful atmosphere. Praise God. Nobody even has to know that you're praying. I can remember the times when I was working, and I'd be sitting in a board meeting. And I'm going to tell you what, nobody knew, but I was praying. I prayed. I prayed for the people in the room. I prayed for the meeting. My God, prayer is something that is that conversation, and it's that hope. And because we pray, because we believe, and we know that God fills all space. If we're not watching, we can be drawn into certain conversations that aren't even appropriate for Christians to be engaged in. If we're not watching, you could be right in your own home. See, I'm in the comfort of my own house, in my own living room, and I can just sit here and I can just look at whatever I want to see. True, you can see whatever you want to see on TV. Tune into whatever you want to tune into. My God, subscribe to whatever you want to subscribe to. But ask yourself, is God pleased? That's the kind of watch. Is he getting glory out of that? Is it in line with his word? Or am I making the heart of Jesus happy? In other words, do you feel condemned in what you're doing? Think about it. That's all. That's only one phase of watching. Watching your conversations, watching your conduct, and all that is appropriate for Christians to be mindful of, watchful. Be aware of your own actions, of how you handle circumstances. It's another type of watch. In other words, circumstances that are going to arise in your life. I mean, life happens. We all enter into certain challenges. We all got challenges. But it's how are you handling it? In other words, how are you talking about it? Or how, what comes out of your mouth it as it relates to the circumstance or the conditions that you're going through? It based on what comes out of your mouth can be positive or it can be negative. We want to speak positive. We want to speak what thus saith the Lord. We want to speak hope. We want to speak victory, because in the word of God there is hope, there is life, simply because he has made us to know truth. And the Bible says when you know the truth is what's going to make you free. We want to speak positive words. Maybe, who knows, maybe you've come short on something and you need certain monies to get X, Y, and Z, no matter what it is. But you want to speak positive. You don't want to say, oh, woe is me, I just don't have it, I just can't seem to make ends meet, and such a thing. It's easy to say it, but if we're watchful, you want to say something positive. Yeah, it's the truth. Maybe you don't have enough money to make ends meet, but you want what comes out of your mouth. You want to be able to speak light. You want to speak, yes, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your bank account, not according to whatever your riches are, but he says according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Listen to this. For every decision you and I make or action that we take, know this, that there are consequences no matter what. Decisions, we get good consequences. And vice versa. If we make bad decisions, and guess what? There are some consequences. There are some bad consequences as a result of the decisions that we make. That's another type of watch, paying attention. Listen, Jesus says, watch and pray. He said that directly to Peter, watch and pray. See, prayer demands ongoing attention. Just like the guard, it's like you're guarding at a city gate. A guard has to watch. And many of you have been in the prison employment. And so you know there's a tower where they watch. It's constantly. It's not, that guard is not up there to go to sleep. It's not up there to just, well, I think I'll just take a break and let's take a nap. No, he's there to watch. And then when it's time for him to take a break, him or her, then there's someone else is going to be watchful. That's the way prayer demands us to be. Prayer demands ongoing attention. Yes, in practical terms, this means prayer is not supposed to be a careless or a casual or a frivolous act. Oh, no. Prayer is intentional. Hallelujah. Prayer is intentional, on purpose. Praise God. And we have to know that when we pray and believe, we have to know that God hears a prayer. And when we pray, we believe. We don't pray doubting, but we pray, believe, based on the word of God. Amen. And see, the scripture tells us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Also, man shall always to pray. Always. How long is always? It's always. Every day, man should always pray. Pray in your heart. Sometimes it's times when you're in a crowd or whatever, you can't pray out loud. Pray in your heart. God hears you. Praise God. In other words, prayer always shall be with a purpose. Pray. Don't give up. Don't faint. Don't throw in the towel. See, this is not the season to give up. Let me say that again. This is not the season or the time to give up or to throw in the towel. It's not the season to become slack in your prayer life and saying, oh, well, you know what, I don't feel like praying now. Guess what? We all been guilty. All been there, but thank God for his grace. Thank God we had brand new mercies in the morning. Hallelujah, that lasts us all day long. But let me tell you, this is not the season to become slack in prayer. It's not the season to become spiritually sleep. A lot of people are sitting in church. They've been in church all their life, but they're spiritually asleep. They haven't been awakened by the Holy Spirit. They haven't been shaken. See, when the Holy Spirit is in work in your life, he gives you revelation. He enlightens you. He gives you information, just like the Spirit is moving and working right now on the word that I'm giving you right now. We can't become spiritually asleep and sluggish. No. We have to be alert. We can't be, this is not the season being slowful in well-doing. It's not the time that you come to your brother, your sister. This is not the season for just holding your hands tight or your fists tight and say, no, I'm just not going to be hospitable. I'm not going to give. I'm just going to be tight-fisted. It's not the time. Even if you've been offended, even if your brother or your sister has offended you, and you know they have hurt your feelings, and they have not asked forgiveness, but this is not the season to be angry and fretful over that. This is not the season to become doubtful or resentful towards others. Not the season to let down your guard. My God, I hope I'm being real tonight. I hope you hear this word clearly. It is not the season of taking off. In other words, we do take vacations. We need to take a vacation. You got to step aside. You got to refresh this body, your mind, and everything. But let me tell you what. Guess what never takes vacation? Temptation never, ever takes vacation. I heard an elderly lady say that to me years ago. Temptation is so true. It's not in the word, but yet still it is true. Temptation never, ever takes vacation. Praise God. That's why Jesus said to Peter, watch and pray. Why? He said, because so that you don't enter into temptation. And he said, yes, your spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. Hallelujah. So we can't afford to let our guard down. Not at all. Here's another reason why Jesus said this to Peter. He put both together. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Yes, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. So understand, and Jesus knew this, that the enemy comes not but to kill, steal, and to destroy. He doesn't love anyone, any of us that love Jesus, that calling and believing on the name of Jesus. He don't love anyone who's sold out, have their mind made up, serving God, praise God, and loving him, make Jesus the master and Lord of your life. The devil does not like you, don't like us, don't like all Christians. See, but Jesus said, I am come. Mm-hmm. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I am come that you, me, and those that love the Lord might have life, and that we can have life. He said more abundantly. Abundant life. Somebody say abundant life. Oh, yes. Abundant life. That's the gift that God has given each one of us. He has come that we can have freedom. Freedom to speak. Freedom to pray. Freedom to worship. And we are blessed. I like to ask the question, what are you doing with your freedom? My God. See, the devil is on purpose. He does what he does on purpose. You know, he's on his job 24/7. There's a scripture that says even while you and I are sleeping, there are people that are staying up, that are used by the enemy to try to develop and think of evil schemes and plots against the people of God. And one of the biggest schemes that the devil uses against the church or the body of Christ is that he caused division among the one another and or the body of Christ. In other words, if he can get brothers and sisters against one another, warring against each other, and all, then when there's division, you know, the house falls. But when we come together on one accord with one mind, one purpose, yes, and praying as unto the Lord, let me tell you what, we can see the power of God move in our midst. See, when we allow the enemy to cause division, and he does, he's doing that big time. And, you know, you got even churches, well, my church is this, and the other person, well, my church is that, well, my pastor is this. Hey, guess what? It is not about your church or your pastor or anything else, but it's all about Jesus. It's about him. At the end of the day, when we come before the throne of grace, come before the throne of Jesus, and he is not going to ask, okay, what was the name of your church and what did y'all believe in? Well, how come this, how that? In other words, he wants to see, he says, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? Will I find those that are looking for me? He says, I'm coming back for those who are watching. Mm-hmm. Just like he told Peter, watch and pray. And watch and pray with a purpose. Praise God. That's what he wants to see. See, and we have to be cautious of that. But see, the enemy, he comes to divide the churches. We are all one body. We are many members. But the scripture says we're just one body. There's one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We all serve the same Father. Hallelujah. Jesus died for us all. Sinners, all. He died for us. Hallelujah. That we may have right to the tree of life. But when we're not watching, and then we allow division, maybe somebody owes you a forgiveness, or maybe you've got to forgive somebody else. He says, listen, when this occurs, pride sets in. When you're entertaining things like that and you haven't really gone forth, sometimes you got to step out. Sometimes you got to take the low road and say, listen, I know they did me wrong, but I'm going to just go to my brother or my sister in love and ask forgiveness. I'm going to get it straight. See, and when we hold off and we don't do what we need to do, when forgiveness is not really real, it's not coming from the heart, guess what? Pride sets in. And then we begin to move further and further away from forgiveness. Well, then your heart gets a little bit harder. Well, they're the one that hurt me, and I don't have to go to them. And the enemy will tell you, he'll play on your mind. He'll play on your thoughts. He'll play on your emotions. But we got to be wise, I said wise, and aware of the enemy's schemes. He's got schemes and tactics. And it looks like we expect him to come through the front door big. Uh-uh. He'll come through the side door, come through a back door when you're not even watching. And you got to be watching that none of that stuff enters into your heart and resentment, all of that. My God. And see, when we harbor resentment and unforgiveness in our heart, the Lord doesn't, he can't answer. He can't move as he desires to move. He can't even answer to our prayers as they ought to be answered. We have to always take a charge over how we conduct ourselves, our conversations. That's all part of watch and praying with purpose. We must forgive the offender, even if the offender chooses not to ask for forgiveness. See, we're not going to be held accountable for how people treat us, but we will give an account for how we treat them. My God, think about that. So when Paul, you know, Paul had, he ran into a problem with the Corinthian church. And there was some division there. But this is what Paul said. He says, and you can read this in Corinthians. He says, anyone you who forgive, I forgive. If you're forgiving, I forgive. And if there's anything to forgive, I've already forgiven. He says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. In other words, lest his scheme, lest he gets the upper hand and everything. And then we are not become ignorant of his devices and schemes. You can read that in 2 Corinthians, the second chapter of 9 through 11 verses. He said, we are not to be ignorant of the devil's devices and schemes. That's all part of watch and pray. 1 Peter 5 and 8 tells us, Peter says this, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, every one of us has an adversary. The enemy don't like, I already told you, he doesn't like us, you know, but yet still he's scheming. And but we know that when we walk upright before God, that there's no weapon that's formed against us will be able to prosper. Mm-hmm. But yet Jesus say, be sober. He's talking to the body of Christ. Be vigilant. Be mindful. Because your adversary, the devil, he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Uh-huh. I'm not lifting up the enemy tactics tonight. I'm not concentrating, want us to concentrate on what the devil's job is. No, but this is purposely saying that for the body of Christ, we need to pray at all time. We need to watch and be prayerful with a purpose, not giving up, not throwing in the towel, not folding in and says, okay, well, that's it. I've been praying a long time, and I don't see anything. Uh-uh. You know how much more? As the scripture says, wait, I say, on the Lord. And then he tells us, rejoice. Why are you waiting? Rejoice in God. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, he reminds us to rejoice. See, yes, we all go through, but yet and still when we apply that word is quick, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. No matter what circumstances we're faced with, no matter what the cards that we are dealt, sometimes it don't seem fair, but yet and still God is in control. Oh, yes, and that's why he says to seek him. Seek the Lord. Ask him. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. Might have to wait and everything. But guess what? Psalms 37 and 7 says, rest in the Lord. Just don't worry about it. Rest in him. God got this. He got your back. Yes. And then he says, wait patiently for him. He didn't say, get in a big tizzy and run all of them down, get on the phone, tell, well, look, this ain't happened, this ain't happened, look, this is going through, I'm going through this, going through that. Guess what? We're all going through something, one thing as another, but God is in control. And when you're resting in the Lord, guess what? You got a peace, and that he gives you his peace, not like the world, but he gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. So he's saying, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. He said, fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Because it seems like the people that are not even professing Christ look like they're getting ahead. They're going right to the top, and they looks like they're passing you right on by. But this is what the word says. Don't get upset over that. Don't fret yourself over that because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. He said, don't get angry with me. He said, stop your anger. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. You don't have to take matters in your hands. The Lord already says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Amen, somebody? He said, just fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't have to worry about trying to get evil with someone, even with them. He says, in no wise will you fret yourself to do anything evil. But this is what you do. Praise God. Ephesians 6:18, that's a wonderful scripture to read. That whole chapter, Ephesians, is awesome, where it talks about putting on the whole armor. But I want to concentrate on the 18th verse, Ephesians. It says, pray in the Spirit at all times. What did I say? What did that word say? Pray in the Spirit at all times. What? Watch and pray with purpose in the Spirit at all times. Yes, that's what it says. With every kind of prayer and petition. Hallelujah. We can bring that to the Lord. We can bring our requests, our petitions to the Lord. He said, pray in the Spirit at all times with every kind of prayer and petition. Hallelujah. Sometimes, again, prayer's not always asking, give me, do this, do that. But prayer could be just, God, I just want to praise you. I just want to thank you for how good you are. We know what, sometimes you just, I like to sit down sometimes, and most of the time it's early in the morning. I said, God, I just want to get in your presence. I just want to sit here. Sometimes, you know, we can't talk all the time. Just be quiet. Quiet your spirit. And then you can hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you. His word begins to turn over in you. The prayer wheel begins to turn. And in other words, he says, with every kind of prayer, sometimes a prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of God, I just praise you. I just thank you just because of who you are. Sometimes we don't need to ask for anything. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, I am yet in the land of the living. When you start thinking how much we have to be thankful for, my God, that far outweighs the things that look like they're negative and they just weigh us down, what's not right. But thank God. And then it goes on to say, in that same scripture, while you're praying in the Spirit all times, he said, look, to this end, stay alert. There you go again. Stay alert. Be watchful with all perseverance, in your prayers. For who? For all the saints. That means we pray one for the other. That's what we're on this line for tonight. Praying one for the other. He said, with all perseverance. In other words, you're not giving up. You're not gonna cave in, but you're gonna get rooted and grounded. You know, get yourself rooted in God, rooted in his word, rooted in his presence, and you're praying, he said, at all times for all saints. Praying one for the other, encouraging each other. There's another scripture that says, pray and encourage each other with these words. Praise God. And one last one. Now, here's one that I think is a great example where Jesus gives us a perfect example of praying one for another. And this is according to Luke 22:31-32. It's talking to Peter again. Jesus prayed for Peter. And this is what he says. He says, Peter, I prayed for you. He said, because Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith will not fail. Hallelujah. Jesus also tells Peter, and when you have turned again, he knew he was going to deny him. He says, and when you have turned back again, he says, and then I want you to strengthen your brothers. Tell them that God loves you. Tell them that they can make it. Tell them that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Wow, the time has gone by so quickly. Watch and pray with purpose. Praise God for his word on tonight. And I trust that this word has spoken to your heart and that we will realize that, God, I've got purpose. You have purpose for my life. And it's always, he said, pray always, praying one for another, watching and praying. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you so much tonight, God. We thank you for just being God. Father, we love you, God. And God, where would we be? Where would we be had it not for you on our side? God, just like David said, I would have fainted. I would have, in a sense, I would have died had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, we praise you, we thank you, and we believe. We thank you that, God, we are yet in the land of the living. Father, we praise you, God, that we have heard your word. We heard you. We heard what our ears have heard, what your word said. God, we help us, God, that we will live in line with your word, that we will govern ourselves according to your word, that we will get in line where we will watch and pray with purpose. That God, that we will watch and pray at all times. And Father, we're going to ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us. Forgive us for the times that we mumbled, we grumbled, we complained, we were fretful, we got angry, we didn't forgive folks like we should have forgiven them. But Father, we ask for forgiveness tonight. You said we confess our sin, that you will be just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God, forgive us for the time that we didn't stretch out on your word. Forgive us for the time, because God, that we just begin to speak negative. For every negative word that came out of our mouths, God, we ask for forgiveness tonight. And God, we thank you that you are making us. You are making us, God, in strong soldiers. Hallelujah, in your army. For you don't need weak soldiers. You can't use weak soldiers, but God, we thank you that you are strengthening us. The Holy Spirit is strengthening us on every hand. We thank you for enlightening us. We thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to take of yours and show it to us. Show us how to live more righteous. Show us how to learn how to live holy before you, Father. God, we thank you, Lord. Father, your word is direct. Hallelujah. Help us, God, on the areas where we are weak. Yes, God, hallelujah. Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. Help us to watch and pray that we will build ourselves up on our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Help us tonight. That's what we're asking for. We need help that we will be pleasing unto you. Hallelujah, Lord, that you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Father, we want to be used by you. We understand that we are ambassadors. We are carriers of your word. Hallelujah, we are representatives of your anointed. Hallelujah, God, that we will be strong in you and in the power of your might. Father, we know that you're not finished with us yet. God, fix us, make us, grow us up in you, God. Help us to mature. God, bring us to a place that we can get off the bottle, and Father, that we can begin to eat meat. We begin to be able to chew and digest meat, the meat of your word, that we become strong and courageous. Oh, my God, being very courageous in you, God, that we understand and we're learning your word. Hallelujah. Every day is a faith walk with you, God. We trust you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that when we sleep tonight, that we will sleep in peace, God. We thank you for the angels that you already caused to encamp around about us, that keeps us day in and day out. Father, we thank you, Lord, for that, how you keep us from dangers seen and dangers unseen. Father, we thank you because you are faithful and you are just. Hallelujah. You're not slack concerning your promises. Hallelujah. As you said, some men count slackness. But God, you watch it over your word. You watch it over your word to perform it. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, because there's no failure in you. There's no slackness in you. God, if you said it, you're going to do it. If you've spoken, you will bring it to pass. Now, Father, we pray, God, for every person that's on this prayer line tonight. We pray for them, God, that they will be strengthened, strengthened in the spirit, strengthened in their heart, strengthened in their body. Father God, whatever they lack, Father, whatever they lack in their bodies, God, we heal them. God, restore. You are a God who restores. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. You're Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. So whatever it is that we need, Father, even we pray and we thank you, Lord, that those needs are being met even right now. So we thank you for it. We call it forth, God, healing. Oh, my God, we call that forth right now in Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank you. And I'm praying, God, that everyone that's listening, that whatever ailment that they have, that they will by faith lay hands on themselves. They can lay hands on themselves as a believer in you and believe that they will recover, that they are healed by your stripes in the name of Jesus. Father, even the loved ones and the homes that are represented on this prayer line tonight, your word is going out with power. Your word word will accomplish all that it's set to do. God, because we are watchful and we are praying and we send forth your word with purpose and power tonight, we thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. There's no failure in you. And we love you, Lord, that all that we have need of, it's already done. We thank you. God, we even praise you for our children and our family, our young people that are graduating from high school, graduating from college. Father, you provided. And Father, you made the way. Father, you made it so. God, you said all good and perfect gifts, it comes from you. Father, I ask that you just channel them, direct the young people. Father, that you would give them wisdom and direction. That God, that you would bring that word that they've been trained on, that they heard from a little child, God, you will bring it back to their remembrance. Father, order their steps. Guide them, God. Let them be strong men and women in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you would bless our church, bless the body of Christ, bless Petersville Baptist Church. Bless us to come together as one body. God, that we can come together in love and unity. God, that when we enter into the sanctuary, we will enter in with our minds set to praise you and worship you. Worship you for the mighty God that you are almighty, all-knowing, hallelujah, all-forgiving, hallelujah. God, I praise you, God. We thank you for just for who you are. And Father, we praise you for all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Father, we praise you, Lord, for the resources we have. We thank you for our pastor, that you would just continue to bless him and lift him up, elevate him. God, you have promised to elevate us. And God, we look to you. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. And Father, we thank you for every single member, that you will stir up their hearts, stir up their mind. Not only our church, but God, even those, God, that are sincere, all the other pastors and churches, God, and ministers and bishops, God, just renew them, restore them, God. Give them a mind to run. Give them a mind to lift you up. Give them a mind to preach your word in season and out of season, God. Help us to know this is not the time for giving up, but this is the time to sow. To sow your word. This is the time to run. Hallelujah. This is the time to show people love in Jesus. And Father, we praise you. So we thank you for this time. We thank you for this prayer that we've had, God. We thank you, Lord God, because we believe you. And we thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord. Father, you are awesome. And we thank you, God, because we know that he that is in the world. And for that, God, we are saying, amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. God, we say amen. Everybody on this line, give God a praise. Give him a praise.
Amen.
He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
In your way,
thank
give
you,
God
Jesus.
Praise. Glory.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you.
Glory
and
to your name.
Watching, we pray.
Thank
we
you.
Thank, thank you,
God,
tonight.
For your goodness.
Oh, God, we praise
thank
you.
You God,
you're
for your
awesome,
goodness.
God.
God.
You're real. Hallelujah.
Man, I feel
a
God.
Glory.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
We praise you. We thank you for
thank
your
you, Lord.
Tonight. We thank you for
thank
our healing
you,
tonight. We thank you for deliverance tonight.
Thank
we thank
God.
You, Lord
Jesus.
God. You're a mighty,
thank
mighty
God.
Good God.
Thank you for everything.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, my time has come and gone. Praise God. But you know, I thank the Lord. I believe God is pleased with what went on here tonight. His word is
hallelujah.
Real. Hallelujah. His word went forth with power tonight, and we received that word of God.
Hallelujah.
So I want to thank you for coming on to the Dream Team Prayer Line. May you be blessed. May you be enriched. May you be encouraged to bless others and reach out to reach out to someone else. Reach out with love and bless somebody else. So with that said, I am going to say good night. Be blessed of the Lord. Know that you're highly favored. God loves you, and we love you too. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you, and good night.
Good night.